Esther, Chapter 7.
The king and Haman were dining with Esther and drinking wine during the second dinner, when the king again said,
"Esther, what can I do for you? Just ask, and I will give you as much as half of my kingdom."
Esther answered,
"Your Majesty, if you really care for me and are willing to help, you can save me and my people. That's what I really want, because a reward has been promised to anyone who kills my people. Your Majesty, if we were merely going to be sold as slaves, I would not have bothered you."
"Who would dare to do such a thing?"
the king asked. Esther replied,
"That evil Haman is the one out to get us."
Haman was terrified as he looked at the king and the queen. The king was so angry that he got up, left his wine, and went out into the palace garden. Haman realized that the king had already decided what to do with him, and he stayed and begged Esther to save his life. Just as the king came back into the room, Haman got down on his knees beside Esther, who was lying on the couch. The king shouted,
"Now you're even trying to rape my queen here in my own palace."
As soon as the king said this, his servants covered Haman's head. Then Harbona, one of the king's personal servants, said,
"Your Majesty, Haman built a tower 75 feet high beside his house so he could hang Mordecai on it. And Mordecai is the very one who spoke up and saved your life."
"Hang Haman from his own tower,"
the king commanded. Right away, Haman was hanged on the tower he had built to hang Mordecai, and the king calmed down.